Elegy for Atlanta Burning by Paul Thomas Pera. Fire. Atlanta burns as General Sherman chomps on a cigar, combs his beard, sips whiskey, exhales amid light flickering from his buttery skin tent. Sky as a serene inferno silhouetted amidst the strobing shadow play and husky palpitation of a midnight blaze. This is the final stomach punch to humble the rebel. An inky somnolent pond by the moaning rip-rap of soldiers, the aroma and the sweet musk of smoke from long rifles. Oh, you sons of manhood, cheated by rhetoric, cotton, and the free labor of dark-skinned, kidnapped immigrants, and the distant cannon break that roils the sleep. Ash. When this swollen ground exhales, it is sheeted in mist, as it is lonely to die in these unnatural postures, thieved by predators and profiteers, so vulnerable. This once was a mother's son, snugged in the pilot light of her breast. Though in these quiescent embers and among the undigested ghosts, this blood-rich humus, this blood-stuccoed clay, as war has such a short memory, a tricked amnesia, that wind and carrion flies will dispense the smell and pressured grief, as gleaming coals in the dying campfire sleep. Light. Roosters, museums of morning break, reveille horns, muster flags, banners, pipes, and bugles, the rank and file, say churchmen and politicians, hid behind the iron stoves during combat. And history tells the suffering, and quietly after feed scars, as geese mock the captured, limbs stacked like dusty surplus library books. And great generals pose for statues from melted artillery. The microbes and the ceaseless appetite of Earth's understory celebrate victory. This morning light marches to a new rhythm as a bell on puffs of sheep, climb a thin road to a disappearing trail. A drum stammers. A nurse tends to infected lesions. A poet writes letters for the illiterate and the battered. And the squinting light cannot resist the blessing and the hope of a future.